I thought that just kind of fit you.
I don't know it right now, but I'll figure
Secret
it out.
Secret Agent Man.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, I just kind of thought that fit you. I was actually going to play Elton John, but I thought Cindy's probably listening in her travels. We'd both get in trouble. Thanks for listening to Party Line. We're back on the air here on the radio. Thanks to TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. And you can see the used lot at my house, because that's probably every trailer sitting at my house is a TC trailer. And believe me, there's a lot of them. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. Marchand's is also our small business spotlight sponsor as well. Thanks to Alan for that. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there for a little while longer, because Susan is actually going to take her retirement at the end of the month. So congratulations to her. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. I don't have the new list in front of me, but I know there's some big stuff up online, so you need to go check it out. Also, Freckles Graphics, who handles a lot of our stuff and all our merch and everything. So, Freckles Graphics. Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. And thank you, Jim, for the nice temperature controlled heat and cooling that we have in our studios now. We really appreciate that, because we're no longer burning up or freezing.
Yep.
Boone County Daily News, Carroll County Daily News, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspapers, and they are very, very informative, thanks to our news crew of Carl and sports coming from Sam, and of course Patty jumps in there too, so we thank all of them for all they do on CCDN. The WILO Party Line online telecast at Hoosierland TV, where you saw the mic fall off the stand and you saw the computer screen fall forward and I was scrambling to try and get us on the air. It's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, They Ain't Getting a Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam Ian Carpet Cleaning, Shoops Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, and Newell's Gas in Michigantown. So, lots going on in the neighborhood. I mean, this week is National FFA Convention going on down in Indianapolis, where tens of thousands, I think last year it was almost 72,000 Blue Jackets were in Indianapolis. And we have about a little over 100 kids in Indiana that are going to be competing at the national level. And we have a few kids from our area that are going to be down there competing as well this week. That's going on in Indianapolis this week. And then football sectionals start this weekend on Friday night. And that will be on WILO, our coverage of Sectional 42. Sam and Kyle are going to be bringing you Carroll versus Frontier. And that will be here on WILO at 7, I believe. And I know Sam's listening, so if that time is wrong, he'll come in here and tell me. But game time is at 7. They'll be on before that, though, to do some pregame warm-up. And but like, again, as I said, that is all on the radio. So
I don't see him coming, so I think he got it right.
Yeah, I tried to. I know I've been semi-gone for a week. I've been working from home for the last week, trying to help my kids get the crops in. So,
And then also, if you want to spruce up your home, we have a bunch of mums here. And they were donated by Muck Creek Farm, and they are just a free will donation, and all of the donations will benefit the United Way for Clinton County.
Well, and the really cool part about this is what a lot of people don't know is that there is a teenager who is growing all those mums.
Oh, yeah.
And she wanted to give back to the community, and I think it's fantastic the way she wanted, and that was her idea to donate mums and give back, and the, as Carl said, the money goes to United Way, and it's just a really cool program. So if you want to, you can swing by here and you can pick up some mums.
I believe we're getting a second shipment in today.
Are we going to?
Okay. I believe so. And we had about half of them delivered on Friday. So we're going to have the entire front entrance just covered in mums.
Yeah. And they're beautiful. Yeah. They are really beautiful mums. Yeah. Dason went out and watered everything yesterday.
Oh, so. That's so nice of her.
So,
could she have watered mine? Because I have not watered mine, and I need to do
that. You better be doing that, because we're not getting any rain anytime soon, I'm telling you. No. Mostly sunnies. We're going to be back into the 70s and see some almost like early summer weather coming in. So today it's going to be almost 80, folks. And here we are in the middle of October. So this is not normal weather for us. I don't know whether you want to call it an Indian summer. Normally, to me, Indian summer is when we get that warm weather in November. Mm-hmm. And that's the Indian summer. But yeah, we are definitely going to see some warmer temperatures for the next two or three days. So if you got stuff you need to get done outside, take advantage of it. And next chance of a possibly even a sprinkle. From what I'm seeing here on the weather, is going to be Thursday.
So, okay, so I need to water them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, dude, you need water. Yeah, for sure. Most definitely. Well, our next guest has just entered the building, and we appreciate her taking time out of her busy day to come in. Gina Carson, hey.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, wait a minute.
Sorry.
Duh. Yeah, you can tell I haven't been here for a week. All right, Gina, I got your mic on now.
All right, can you hear me?
How you doing?
Good, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in. We really appreciate it.
I figured coming in was a little easier than pulling over on the side of the road, so.
I get that, believe me.
Yep, so I know that you're probably wanting to talk about the prom, but there's also the Halloween party from the Ark tonight.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Another organization that I'm involved in is the ARC for Clinton County, and they are they partner with the Frankfort JCs each year to do the Halloween party for special people. So that will be tonight from 6 to 8 at the Edward Jones Building.
And what? Talk a little bit about that organization and what. You do?
So the ARC of Clinton County, our executive director, Sandy Stevenson, she works really hard to provide resources and referrals and advocacy for the special needs community. They help actually support our organization, the Clinton County Autism Support Group, with some events, but they also do several of their own events. They sponsor camp for an individual to go to camp. They do the Halloween party. They help with the Special People Day. They do a Christmas party as well. But tonight for the Halloween party, what they'll do is, again, out at the 4-H building, Edward Jones, they will start at 6 o'clock. They'll have dinner and a DJ, and they do costume prizes as well, and everybody gets a bunch of goodies before they leave. So it's a good opportunity for the special needs community to get out and socialize and just have a good time.
I think it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love it. And then you've got
the prom coming up in November.
Prom coming up, yeah.
Yeah, so literally between the ARC, the group that puts on Special People Day, and then the Clinton County Autism Support Group, we really try to have events going on. Not every single month, but almost every month at this point for the special needs community, because it really helps foster those relationships with their peers and gives them an opportunity to get out and have a good time, and just providing them with that opportunity to, again, build relationships and friendships. I mean, we're all looking for friendships, right? And as hard as it is maybe for you or I to develop friendships, it's a little bit more difficult for individuals with special needs to develop friendships, because they may not always have the same opportunities as you and I do. So these events really provide them a place to gather together, become friends, see each other, socialize, have a good time, and just really get to know each other. And, you know, for the special needs prom, we're always looking for volunteers. The big thing is to, we've got a lot of decorations this year. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. It just really depends on our volunteers and our donors. But as soon as I find out when we are going into the Frankfort Moose to do the decorations, I will probably put that up on Facebook if folks want to come in and help us decorate. But our special needs prom this year is going to be Saturday, November 9th. I think this is the third year that we've partnered with the folks at the Moose, and we are so appreciative because they not only provide the location, but they also provide the meal for us, and they do a lot of work to get that put together, so we're very thankful for that. Our theme this year is Midnight Dream, and our colors are silver and white. We are making a few changes this year, and that typically what we have done is we have crowned a king and a queen. However, because this is open to all ages from 1 to 100, we notice that there is a huge age gap between those that are adults and then the little kiddos. So the king and queen will be crowned from anyone who 16 and up. And then we will have a prom prince and princess for those under the age of 16. So our king and queen, they'll get, you know, the crowns and the tiaras and the sashes. Same with our prince and princess. But also because we want everybody to feel included, we want everybody to feel special for the night because they are special to us. Everyone this year will either get a crown or a tiara. So we're pretty excited about that as well. So everybody that is part of the prom court this year will walk away with a crown or a tiara. So we're happy about that.
Yeah, and how did Midnight Dream kind of come about?
So as the... We literally just looked up prom themes on the internet, and when we met, the Clinton County Autism Support Group met last month, it's like, okay, folks, here's the options, what do we want to do? And so everybody just voted, and actually, amazingly enough, it was a unanimous vote, so we just kind of went with that. It's definitely not something that we came up with, you know, no need to reinvent the wheel when there are already themes available out there. So yeah, pretty easy process.
Yeah, and will there be a carriage ride or anything this year with Giddy Up not being there?
Yeah, I know. So, you know, last year we did it a little bit earlier, so it was a little warmer outside. The way temperatures are this year, you just never know, really, but we haven't really planned anything with the carriage. We hadn't really talked about it. I know that we originally had talked about maybe doing a convertible ride. It really just depends on the temperatures. The convertible is available if we need it because it's mine. So I basically live next door to the Moose. So if we need to bring it over, we'll bring it over and give rides to folks or whatever. But we don't have that planned for. We have music, we have food, we have dancing, we have social opportunities, we have the crowning of the king and queen, and that's a lot to get done in 2 hours.
Yeah.
It really is.
We're going to take a, Gina, we're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to switch mics because that one is starting to do some cutting out.
Okay.
And we don't want to miss anything. So okay. We're going to take a really quick commercial break here, and we'll be right back with Party Line.
Honey?
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay. We'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marshan's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Welcome back to Party Line. We took just a really quick break there so we could do some equipment switching, and we have a little bit of technical difficulties with the mic. So our guest is Gina Carson, and Gina is with, of course, Special Olympics. She's with Autism. Gina, you are with everything.
You know, I don't do Special Olympics.
No, that's right.
That's Chrissy Earle, yeah. Chrissy and Jason Earle.
Yeah.
And I would be involved in that if my kid wanted to do anything,
right.
But she just doesn't. You know, she likes the music and she likes people watching, but to get her out there to do bowling or volleyball or basketball, she is just not interested. So, you know, that is also a great organization because
sure.
it provides a lot of activity, exercise, friendly competition, you know, and those folks that are involved in Special Olympics really look forward to each sport. So,
well, and it encompasses a lot of areas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit. I do want to go back and recap and touch dates and everything again. But let's talk a little bit about the autism and how, I mean, do they even have an idea of how many different types of autism is out there?
So I think that they used, when autism first, you know, became known, you heard a lot about Asperger's, you heard about autism, you heard about pervasive sensory disorder, something like that. But now it's just autism. If you have autism, you're on the autism spectrum, and they have different levels of autism now. And I don't even know what level my kiddo is. I mean, sometimes it's so hard to keep up with all that stuff. I do know that when Chloe was first diagnosed, you know, the rates were like 1 in 78, and now they're like 1 in 35. So I think I don't think that more kids have autism now than what they used to. I just think that more kids are becoming diagnosed. And so I would guess that everyone in this community knows somebody with autism, whether it's somebody who is higher functioning, who may just deal with things like social awkwardness, not knowing how to speak appropriately given a situation. You know, they may be loud, all the way to those individuals who need, you know, 24/7 care. So it really is a spectrum disorder. It's a neurological disorder. No one even knows at this point, you know, why people have autism. There are some research about whether or not it's genetic or not. And, you know, and sometimes I wonder, because there are definitely times in my life I'm like, you know, I kind of wonder if I had autism. But I'm just awkward anyway, so when I was growing up, I was scared to death of people, and maybe it was just social anxiety. But sometimes, you know, I wonder, when you have a kiddo with a diagnosis, or when you work with adults or kids with special needs, you have a tendency to go around and everybody you meet, and it's like, oh, I wonder if they have this, have that. I know that's awful, but it just happens.
You could be analytic.
Yeah. It's just the different characteristics. And even though, you know, the saying is, if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism, because they're all different, I do think there are some similar characteristics, you know, from stacking things to having sensory processing disorders to, you know, stimming. I mean, there, you know, the social anxiety of it. I mean, there are definitely some similar characteristics, even though
sure.
they're all definitely individual.
I know my interaction with autism, my grandson, five kids in his class, were diagnosed.
I'm sure.
And they were all high functioning, but also you could see the different areas of, you know, what, like you said, the stacking, the routine.
Yeah, the repetitiveness.
The repetitiveness, the routine. And that need for a routine.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing with autism. I think these kids can definitely succeed in a neurotypical world, but you've got to tap into their way of thinking or their way of learning. You know, there are some very, very, very intelligent individuals out there with autism. And I think that there is a fear that comes with that diagnosis, which is unfortunate because there are a lot of resources available to you if you have an autism diagnosis, and there's a lot of services that become available to you. You know, I think that there is a fear that if you receive an autism diagnosis, that automatically means that, you know, your kid's life is just, you know, over. You know, what's life going to be like for them? And that's not necessarily true. Now, it doesn't mean life is over for them and they're not going to have the same milestones and the same experience as everybody else. It could, though. I mean, my kiddo and one of our other support group members' kiddos, they are lower functioning. And so their life experiences are a little bit different, but they are still living happy, fulfilled, you know, interactive lives. You know, my kiddo goes to a day program 3 days a week, which is why I was trying to rush here because it's in Lebanon. And if there was one wish that I had for her and individuals like her, you know, for our friend Edith and her son, is that there would be more resources available to individuals who are lower functioning. And while there is a day program here in Clinton County, unfortunately, because of staffing issues and you know, capacity issues, they are not really set up to provide services for individuals like Diego and like Chloe because they need more. So, you know, my hope is that someday we will have additional services in this community. When Chloe was younger, I had never even heard of ABA therapy until she was like 12 or 13 years old. And then if I wanted her to experience ABA therapy to see if that would be, you know, something productive for her, I had to go to West Lafayette every day. But I did, because I wanted to see if that would be helpful for her. So I'm so excited now that kids growing up today who are receiving that diagnosis, we now have an ABA center here in Frankfort. So I do believe that services are expanding into our community, but with the rates being 1 in 35, we need more.
Talk a little, and our guest is Gina Carson here, and we're talking about autism and the autistic support group and the things that are going on for our autistic community. But talk about ABA therapy and what that actually means, because I'm sure a lot of listeners don't know what that is.
Of course, I would have you absolutely have Megan or somebody from the Frankfort Center in here to do that. I mean, I can only speak to it about what our experience, my daughter's experience with ABA therapy. So she had two individuals. So the day was split up into, it's a 6-hour day. So she had one individual that worked with her extensively for that first 3 hours. And then she had another individual that worked with her extensively for the additional 3 hours. So it's extensive one-on-one therapy, working with your child right where they're at. Because a lot of times these individuals, they get lost in a huge group setting. You put a child with autism in a group of neurotypical individuals who all learn in a similar fashion, they may get lost. But the ABA therapy allows them to work specifically on the skills that they need to succeed. So one of the things that I know that they worked with Chloe, a big one is communication, because Chloe is nonverbal. back then, the big thing was picture cards, to, you know, to put out two or three pictures and have her actually make choices, actual scene, visual pictures. However, as she got older into the program, she went there from the age of 12 and a half to 16. Communication devices were a big thing. So her team helped us acquire a communication device, which basically looks like a tablet, and the pictures are on the tablet, basically. And ideally, what they do is they start out with two or three picture choices, but then eventually it grows into a whole sentence. This, in my opinion, is why early intervention is so important, because had ABA been a thing when Chloe was two or three, I think that maybe things would be different for her. But Chloe was so used to communicating by looking at two pictures and tapping a picture that once it came to a actual computer screen where she had to, you know, be very specific in her touching of what she wanted, it was more complicated for her. So it didn't work for her in the way that we had hoped, but I know that it works for a lot of individuals, especially the earlier you get started. I worked with an individual at the day program that I worked at in Lafayette, and he did. I mean, he pushed buttons, he told jokes with his communication board, and he knew what he was doing. So there is an intellectual component to that as well, and Chloe definitely has an intellectual deficit as well. So, you know, everything is different for everybody. You know, another big thing they worked with her was on hair brushing. It was hair brushing desensitization and hair cutting desensitization, because she does have sensory issues, and she doesn't like her head touched, and she doesn't like her hair touched, and she doesn't like her hair cut, and she doesn't like her hair washed. So they worked with her on hair brushing, and they had somebody come in to do haircuts, which was awesome. Unfortunately, because she doesn't go there anymore, guess who cuts her hair? Me.
but like you said, she had the sensory issues. So yeah. Where you probably, that was a major struggle, and of course that just increases her fear.
It does.
When you're trying to do that.
And new people. And it's all about, if she had one person consistently that she went to all the time that would cut her hair, that she became comfortable with, it would work. I never really found that person. I mean, back in the day, they had cookie cutters. I don't know if you ever heard of that place.
Sure, yeah.
And it was supposed to be this great place for kids to get their hair cut. They'd sit in these little, like, airplanes or whatever. Yeah, that didn't work for her. So, you know, I cut her hair, and it's in steps. We start out in the shower, and I can't cut worth a darn, but, you know, it works. And you just do what you got to do.
Sure. I can see that very easily. I mean, come as a parent, and you always want to do the best for your child. And like you said, things have changed so much just in Chloe's short 16 years. Because, I mean, she's 16.
She's 22 now.
She's 22
yeah.
now? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So she went to ABA from about 12 and a half to 16. And then at 16, she went back into the school system because, you know, it's all about insurance and getting approval and showing that, you know, they are progressing, blah, blah, blah. And at 16, it was just time for her to go back into school. And fortunately, we had a very good teacher in the high school, so it was good for her to go back into the school system. Like I said, they worked with her on similar things, and get the big thing I liked about the school system, especially in the high school, is getting them out in the community and giving them jobs per se.
Sure.
So Chloe had this, you know, they had her take this little ream of paper, you know, this ream of paper, and take it from one class to the other or whatever. But that was something that they worked on with her all the time, so that was something that she could do. productively. Now, she needed assistance to do it, but it was something she could do. And which brings me to my other thought. That's kind of another thing that our support group has talked about is employment for those who are ready for employment but need, you know, a little extra help or assistance or a little extra supervision. We need a place in Clinton County that can employ these adults that are ready for employment that need that extra help, because there is a struggle with a couple individuals that I know of going from place to place to place because it just doesn't work out. And it's going to take a place that really has a heart for the special needs community and has a whole lot of patience and forgiveness and grace, because you can't be impatient. And while you have to absolutely have expectations and they have to perform a job at a certain level, you've got to be able to work with them, because it's just not going to come as easily to them as it would you or I.
No, and I would imagine it. I mean, there's a huge time factor there of learning that job, for one, and for two, getting that repetition.
Yep. It's definitely an investment, but it's a huge investment into the lives of individuals who want to have a purpose, who want to be a productive member of this community. And a lot of these individuals, they're going to stay in this community. This is where their support systems are at. This is where their families are at. So they're not going anywhere. So let's build up a community that's welcoming to them, that offers them opportunities, and allows them to be the best they can be.
What would be, I mean, I know we're running over, and that's okay. This is important, and we need to talk. For you as a parent, not just as an individual who works with the organization and works, but as coming from a parent, what would be the ultimate goal for you, especially here in Clinton County?
Twofold. We want to have a day program here where adults with special needs can go to, and that can provide ongoing learning, that can get these folks out into the community to enrich their lives, to provide them with exercise. That's a big deal. A lot of these kids sit in front of a TV or sit in front of a tablet, and they need to be out and about and doing something and being engaged, not just for them, but then for the people in this community to be comfortable with them and say, oh yeah, hey, I know that individual, and hey, how are you doing today? Because I do think that people are very welcoming here in our community, and I do love Clinton County, and I do love Frankfort, and we've had a lot of folks that have been very nice and helpful to us. But sometimes I think people are afraid because they don't know how to act, or they don't know what to say, or they don't want to be inappropriate. And I love questions. I would rather you ask me questions than stare at me and whisper and, you know,
sure.
Ask me, talk to me. I mean, I'm always willing to talk. I mean, everybody knows I'm willing to talk. But we also need an employment. And we've talked about, you know, what can that look like? Because there are other communities that have these places, you know, little coffee shops or a donut shop or an ice cream shop. Just something, you know, that's not open like a large amount of time, but somebody that can invest in the special needs community to provide them a better quality of life and give them purpose.
Well, Gina, we really appreciate you coming in. It's always a pleasure to have you here. It's always educational as well. And we look forward to you coming back. And good luck with everything, with the Halloween party coming up and prom. And we look forward to that and seeing all the individuals. I can't say kids, because we do have adults too.
They're somebody's kids, though. Yep. I call them kids,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Well, we were all kids at some point in time in our lives. So, but yeah, no, we look forward to that and seeing the pictures and hearing how things are going. And keep us updated, please.
Absolutely. Anytime.
On things that are going on and also, you know, maybe new developments that are coming up. And the one thing, when you did say people are afraid to talk, mm-hmm. people are afraid to ask, people are afraid to approach anybody. And I think a lot of that is because we see on TV or we've seen on TV through media, whether it be movies or television shows or just crappy news stories, that people with autism, you know, if they're approached the wrong way, and I think that's a lot of it. You're just afraid that mm-hmm. you're gonna trigger something,
mm-hmm.
and I can see that side of it. But no, please do. Please keep us up to date on everything that's going on.
Absolutely, anytime. Thanks for having me,
Carl.
I just want to go over the date and time for the prom again.
Yep.
Sure. So the prom is Saturday, November 9th. It'll be from 6 to 8. And as soon as we know when setup time is, we'll let you folks know and we'll put that online. Anybody's welcome to come out and help us with the prom. If you want to be a part of the prom, you know, you don't necessarily have to have special needs. We invite folks to come and mingle with those that do and just be a support. So.
Well, we know the Halloween party's tonight.
Yep.
But is there anything last minute that you can use?
That I don't know. If you want more information about that or if there's anything that the ARC needs for the Halloween party, you can get a hold of our director, Sandy Stevenson, and her number is 765-343-2779.
Well, thank you again, Gina, for being here. And again, like I said, the door's open.
All right. Well, thank you.
All you got to do is let us, you know, give us a call. We'll get you in here.
All righty. Thank you so Alrighty. Much.
All Thank you. Carl, anything right. else, dude?
I think I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in to Party Line. And Carl, thank you for coming in and helping me out. We appreciate that. And
don't break the mic next time.
Well, I'm going to try not to. I mean... I'm going to blame it on Cindy. You guys were here all last week. I wasn't.
That's true.
All right, everybody. Have a good one, and we'll see you. Shan will be back in here tomorrow for another edition of Party Line.